Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. Continuing with the reading of some of my poems for National Poetry Month, I'm going to share a longer piece that I wrote in 2004. This piece is actually dedicated to Marine Lance Corporal Jeffrey Lucy, who's among many casualties of war by suicide. And this young man committed suicide in 2004 after returning from Iraq. I think the poets Siegfried Sassoon and Wilfred Owen have done a great service to document PTSD. But the horrors of war, the horrors of killing people, remain. This is called Elegy for Voice, Set in Waves and Dunes. In the dream, the sea calls up. I am the dying sea, soft belly, the underpatch of heaven caught in waves. I am your skin, sand in time, singing hours, a dazed backdrop, a landscape feeding ground, the one breath holding itself, full promised, saying, you are beautiful, come. I am the melt and glacial upending, the death sea rolling forward and backward and forward again. I am sea to is as sun will not be. I am no name ongoing of sunrise, evening, afternoons, star of dark to white red masses, collapsing tomato soils, shamanic spirits, cicadic summers, pitched call, septembered silence, burn of crickets, ice dissolved, living in word, waiting on, return, restore, all future verbs, come. I am the dying sea, in promises rolled from each licking wave, sand languid, saying, I am the sea of your craving, I am the sea of languaged lament, your agent non provocateur, your subtle solicitor, shadowed green meaning, slow and fluid, opposition of instances in instant sea memory, forgetting will, and see me spoils the human trefoil. Divinities come and gone, and these are my yellow utterances driven to deliverance in foam. I am your sea's salty membrane, from whose flood you come, swollen urge, tempted recollection, peaked bade relief, purpled freeze of the million storms. I, the dying sea, am undertaking filled, raw bone of the all transformed, found breaking waves, the lined horizon pulling down derivative sunken poems, unworthiness. I am sea, body, bulge and buoy, wet sag, daily travails, half-filled enmities, bubbled veracity, sea of states and disease of under-deliberation, perpetual sleep without dream, food without sustenance, echoed reflection for gods among subjects burning, burning without love. And what would I look for in dreams of the sea? Which angel in time, who ridden in ink of rank and taint, along descended corruption lines, market rows, warehoused art, speaking holdings for, speaking in such and such time, saying this flesh and that or not at all, send only cindered whispers, paint only hot unimagined wind, the summers you thought you knew without sulfuric scents. What would I look for? What is the dream whose train is pulling in, is pulling out as train of making and undoing, train of letter, hieroglyphic, cuneiform, a readable sign, morphemic aspect, earth-shattering cultural wonderment, sending slightest fracture, most minimal sound. War. Train of never. War. Of never should have. Warrior. Of could and would have, and if only in hours of emptied men who say, for instance, dry your eyes, you are not the sea, walk a little, walk with me. And who will call looking for response, saying, we are the ones among portraits lost and found, and who will answer with no answer at all, rolled up from dying in sands, miraged days, witnesses turned, dried mammalian flask as sea calls again, saying, listen, listen. Here is your flesh, the rolling toll, the evening bell, the last sun in your changed horizon, delivered, welcomed, heroed home, who would have, if he could have, said, if only you knew what I've known, if only you'd seen what's been. But small fish swallow hard dreams whole, like wind-driven stricture, like desert-stinging tours, like hope called freedom, your sudden friend, a marine, reserved, traded, educated, enabled to save, future ombudsman, now packed and ready, now sent home, but it won't matter, calls the sea. Though back, he won't return entirely or try to explain. He'll only leave the dog tags of men he killed. Simply, his father will find him alone in the basement, stilled. All anger, guilt, awareness, bad dreams, all memory, all startle, reflex thoughts of death, done. Who will read to you? Who will you read to? Who will you tend in the garden of minds, imagining how little tumbling down of brick, of stone, of block, of wood it takes in certain and uncertain hours? The star's name, its burning tissue, pathetic fallacy, intention lifting flake after flake of peaceable thought made flesh, all skinned for violent ends, seized dreams made personal, form floating away, progress uncivilized, accustomed savagery, difference of language made in different matter and state, constantly conferred America, who will read? And the sea will return after Sunday's dinner, preyed upon, made up, confessed to, flinted as stone, fish, mouth of God, and you are left to leaving, the sea will say, whose midnight hour backs into each regurgitational phrase, chaotic's deeply organizational space, sun-framed heaven, constitutionally tripled ghost, stories of rivers, parallel time, gods left for home, earth emptied, angelic need now, only a tree to cling to, only the tiny wonder of life, damp word, warm equatorial hum, toward which the blameless sea will come, signing, return, return, heavy in your eyes, saying you, meaning I, and you, meaning the sea, to say, ride, ride, the blue-orbed X-cluster star, ride the word terrible, ride as you are, take back nights against worms, take back enveloped day, smallest frog snipping bills, mallards pecking lake-bottomed shores sifting, take back the fall, plumped short of rains, take back memory, memory of something before, rained sweet, woodsy smells, ride, ride, before all leaves, let go. And the sea will be the alarmed cell, through dropped and fallen miles of land, a vast interior driving on, moving in, heading out, arriving next door toward neighbors whose lines are delivered, hard, faultless poems. Your child is killed, gave life to the operation, which coast to continent is spelled and called. Desert Dream, Vigilant Sentinel, Pacific Haven, Provide, Comfort, Desert Falcon, Southern Watch, New Horizons, Gatekeeper, Hold the Line, Golden Pheasant, Desert Strike, Desert Thunder, Desert Fox, Desert Focus, Vigilant Warrior, Quick Lift, Nomad Vigil, Silent Promise, Fundamental Response, Zorro 2, Safe Border, Quiet Resolve, Garden Plot, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Imminent Thunder, Proven Force, Desert Sword, Desert Saber, Desert Calm, Desert Farewell, Infinite Justice, Enduring Freedom. Your child done for jobs completed, for jobs to come, for whom the sea will always return, saying, flow down dreams of sable sands. But America, who will read? Who leaves with pompanos, with bread in hand, who quits tired oracles, framed heaven's descent, who rends the garden host called earth, who rakes auspicious tenants, bares trees, strips, cracks wide, deveins, makes spectacle the daring phrase, we are a company of ghosts. No angels now, the sea will say, but language for each forgotten life, marketed as metaphor spelled, scaffold of children, ours, theirs, in thunder of time, in space once filled, the empty place now called, chair at the table, bed, gnarl of feeling, twist of throated terms, the hopeful bend in vain, the cry, loneliness, loneliness from the isolated breast as sea verbs thunder, rumbling heads cloud over, flood flashing ohm against the stratified, against all structure, and poemed as this. Hero, it no longer matters, war makes your lips. Dust is your body, your birth. Earth all created, skin grown over, fleshed again, hero fertilized, omnipotence sown, deferential possession, obsequious tongue, ranked, imagined before you were born. Hero sifted, you drift among ghosts, drafted intellect, lexicon, separated, sacrificed for ground. Worshippers on Sunday bring the word good. Worshippers on Sunday bring the word bad for justice and company in freedom with gods for which the sea prepares itself in rain, for which deception's fragility finds kin, for which concrete conceptions rubble down, taking deserts, forests, prairies, taking all, saying, hero, we are the ghosts of the emptied eye, the haunted poem. The silence formed in universe. Ghosts, by now, well known. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.